Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Thank you. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm sorry?
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American.
African-American. All right. Thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely vote.
All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your age?
59.
59, all right, thank you. So could you please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November of 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote this year?
An eight.
All right, thank you. So what would you say, that the upcoming 2024 elections for president and Congress, are they more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Same.
About the same? All right, thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted before, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I don't classify myself as any of those.
None of those? All right. All right. So do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No comment.
All right. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Satisfied? All right. Thank you. So generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, getting about the same, or getting worse?
Same.
The same, all right. So thinking about the issues facing the country as of right now, which of the following would you say are the two most issues kind of that you think your member of Congress should focus on? And you can select up to two issues if you would like. So the list goes, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of wrong people, border security, combating division and racism, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion rights, reducing crime, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, improving K-12 public school education, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, or creating more jobs and raising wages.
The K-12 education system and jobs.
All right, K-12 education system and creating more jobs, right? Thank you. So now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 means that you basically like these people. A 0 would mean that you don't like them, so it's just like the opposite. So it would be like very unfavorable and cold feelings towards them. And a 50 is neutral. So you may use any number from 0 to 100, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention them. So the first one is Republicans in Congress.
Neutral.
Cornel West.
I really don't have opinions on those people, and so.
All right, no worries. What about Donald Trump?
Again, no opinion.
Tim Scott?
No opinion.
Kamala Harris?
No opinion.
Hakeem Jeffries?
No opinion.
Joe Biden?
No opinion.
Democrats in Congress?
No opinion.
All right. So I know it's a long way off. The elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy. For whom would you vote for?
I'm not going to share that information.
All right, no worries. So, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
So, have you heard a lot, only some, or only a little?
A lot.
A lot, all right. So, from what you've, like, read, seen, or heard, would you say that this makes you more favorable to support Biden and his administration, or less favorable towards them?
I'm not going to share that information.
All right. So, now, have you recently read or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
All right. Have you heard a lot, some, or only a little?
A lot.
A lot. All right. So, from what you've read or seen or heard about him, does this make you more or less favorable to support him?
I'm not going to share that information.
All right. No worries. So, now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. And if you tell me which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community as of right now? And you can select the two options if you would like. So the list goes, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in the community, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of education opportunities, rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, stagnant wages and rising costs, or the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Read those one more time for me.
For sure. So the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, Donald Trump being elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, stagnant wages and rising costs, or the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
The rising costs and the Social Security.
The rising costs and Social Security. All right. All right, perfect. Thank you. So for each of the following issues, if you could please tell me if you think that like Biden would do a much better job at dealing with this issue, Biden would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue, Trump would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue, or Trump would do a much better job at dealing with this issue. So the first one is growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
I'm not going to share that information.
All right. Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Not going to share.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Not going to share.
Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Not going to share.
Securing our borders.
Not going to share.
And implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
I'm not going to share.
All right. So generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel and Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
I'm not going to share.
All right. Well, I do kind of just want to let you know that the survey is strictly confidential, so truly no one else outside of us are going to know the answer that you're putting. So just want to like let you keep that in mind, so if you want to like maybe change your mind to be a little bit more open for the next questions. And if you don't, that's totally fine as well. No worries. So as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 elections. So generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the verdict?
It is what it is.
So do you, like, somewhat agree, maybe, or somewhat disagree, or strongly agree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are more likely to vote for him now because he's more relatable to them. So, generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right, thank you. So how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Do you receive it, like, very often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Often, all right, thank you. So from which of the following social media sites do you receive most of your information from? Is it like maybe TikTok or Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, or some other social media?
I'm sorry.
No worries.
Multiple sources.
Oh, well, we can select the multiple options.
Facebook, YouTube, different news websites and things like that.
All right, thank you. So we're almost done. We're about 90% done with the survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So the last two questions I have are just strictly for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
From college.
All right. Are you? What is your marital status?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as being very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, all right. How often do you attend church or religious services?
Weekly.
Weekly, all right. So thinking about your neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
I'm not sure. There are some.
Oh. If you're not sure, that's totally fine. No worries.
Not sure.
All right. So how would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural, all right. So were one of more or more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Were you born outside of the U.S.?
No.
All right. And last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you. All right. Goodbye.